Hi everyone, can you hear me okay? Okay, my name is Tigran Shabazian and I'm a program manager at Microsoft System Center team. I'm here with Roman Yufere from Viacode, and today we are going to talk about managing SQL Server with Operation Manager 2012 and System Center Advisor. If you guys noticed that the title of the session outside is inconsistent with the title that we have, we did, like, about a week ago, change in the title. So if you're here to listen about IIS and Windows Management Server, this session is not going to cover, but we have a lot of interesting things about SQL Server to share with you. So please stay with us, and we will make sure that you will have interesting session. And just out of curiosity, I would like to ask you, who had a chance to attend our SQL Server monitoring session last year at MMS? Please raise your hand. Oh. Good. Almost nobody. So great. Today we have something special for every one of you. So be ready for good news and announcement. And let me go ahead and get started with a couple words about agenda. So we'll start in this session to talk about top reasons to manage SQL Server with Operation Manager 2012 SP1. Then we will continue with overview of SQL Management Pack, where we'll start with short story about evolution of SQL Management Pack, and then we'll share new features and functionalities that we have added in recent version of Management Pack. Then you'll learn about proactive monitoring of your SQL Server with System Center Advisor. And close to the end of the session, we'll have a lot of best practices to share with you. And right after that, we have some also news about SQL Azure Management Pack that we would like to share with you. And then we'll leave some time for Q&A. So, as you already know, System Center 2012 is focused on three pillars, like infrastructure management, service delivery and automation, and application management and monitoring. So, since we today are going to talk about Operation Manager and System Center Advisor, both of them are primarily focusing on infrastructure management and monitoring and application management. So, and the top reasons to manage SQL Server with Operation Manager are the following. Operation Manager provides you a single pane of glass into your SQL-based solution. So it helps you to monitor health of your SQL servers as well as databases. And not only that, because it provides you visibility into other layers of your infrastructure, and thus providing a full picture of it. And you will learn that the new SQL Server Management Pack enhances that experience even more by providing better visualization. Now, Operation Manager with SQL Server MP helps you to do quick discovery of your SQL infrastructure, where it will provide you a full inventory of your SQL servers as well as databases, and all this will come with a full monitoring capability. And with integrated solution with other systems like TFS and other third-party ticketing system, it will improve your productivity in such a way that alerting that will be detected in Operation Manager will be able to create a ticket automatically in your ticketing system. And the most important thing we would like to share with you that SQL Server Management Pack leverages our SQL Server team expertise. And the team knows the product inside out, and it also combines knowledge that we acquired over multiple years from real customers, from you guys. And all this knowledge is available for disposal via Operation Manager with SQL Server MP. And by the way, we really value the SQL Server community knowledge and customer feedback. And in fact, we are gathering input and feedback via different channels like customer support, customer service support cases, different beta programs, top programs, and different case studies. And as a result, once we gather, we keep addressing issues that we learn from those inputs and feedbacks. And as you will see today, that Roman will talk about new version of SQL Management Pack, and we'll share some news there with you. Turn on. So let me turn on. Okay. Try it now.
Right now it's better? Absolutely. Tigran, thank you so much for this little help. Okay, today I want to start talking about the SQL Server MP experience, which we want to show to you from some story. Because I love stories. It's really interesting and cool. So I want to tell you a story about the SQL Server MP evolution from ancient time, okay, at least for me, from 2008. Okay, it was a year when we released a version of the SQL Server 2008 Management Pack. It was like an old school, providing basic functionality. Sometimes, you know, it caused some performance degradation monitored system, and also generate some false alerts, which is really painful for us, for operations, for DBAs, for IT administrators. It's really painful. By the way, in 2010, we've released the next version of that management pack, SQL Server 2008 R2. And that time, we've added a lot of new features. First of all, we added really new and improved the space monitoring capability. We solved the problem with false alerts. We solved the problem with the performance degradation monitoring system, which was really serious. It was a great time for SQL Server MP, from my perspective. But it was not the end, of course. In 2012, we've released the next version for 2012 version of the SQL Server, where we added support for always-on. We added policy-based monitoring for always-on capability of SQL Server MP, for SQL Server. We also added monitoring for mirroring, replication, for database backup. We added a lot, much more new features. And now, in 2013, we don't want to disappoint you. And we will not disappoint you, absolutely, I'm sure. So what's new in the SQL Server, the new SQL Server MP? What's something exciting, something new, something fresh? Of course, here's three important things which I want to share with you today. Three important parts of new SQL Server MP functionality. Let's go. The first thing, we've added a lot of new metrics, performance collection rules, which right now provide you in the SCOM through our management pack, additional metrics which allow you to understand how actively your database is used, to understand what the load for your database, whether it's monitoring, whether it's performance collection for active connections, sessions, requests, and of course, we added a performance collection rule to monitor number of simultaneous database transactions. Of course, there are no monitors on these performance collection rules, you know, because there are no any industry standard what is bad and what is good for these metrics. There are no common thresholds. By the way, these metrics could be very valuable when you need to perform the root cause analysis, when you suffer from some performance issue on the SQL Server MP, and you need to figure out, okay, is it caused by some huge load from my application, from our users, or some other reason? Next, we've added new performance monitors to the SQL Server MP. We added some new features in space monitoring. We added performance monitors for disks where your database files are allocated. We also added monitoring to check the CPU usage, to CPU consumption by the SQL Server process, and added monitoring for thread usage. And of course, we added some monitors to care about memory. which is really new for SQL Server MP. We have known it before. And right now, we have some mantras which allow you to understand how we're using cache, how efficiently we use cache, and how we use memory. And, of course, we added some monitors which allow you to detect cases when database issue is caused with a poor database design or poor application design, so you know that sometimes it could be a reason. And finally, it's a thing which is not a new performance counter, new monitor. It's a really impressive thing which were absent in all versions of previous management pack. We've done it because of new capabilities of the SCOM 2012, where we're able to implement absolutely custom graphical interface, absolutely custom new usage experience for you. And I hope that you will be really excited to see what we've done for you. Do you want to see this dashboard today? Okay, I'll show you some screenshots today. I'm just kidding. Of course, it will be a live show for you. And so, let's go to my favorite part of any session. Let's go to live demo. So we have the SQL Server Management Pack, our old good friend, who now knows some new tricks. And here's some new tiny trick. Pay attention. It's a database summary dashboard, which I want to show you today. I'm playing like Oprah on her show when she creates some powers. Should I click it? Oh, no. Okay, come on. It's time. So here it is. It's our new dashboards. Think which you never could see in any SQL, in any management pack in SCOM. Do you like at least how it looks? Come on. It's really first time. And so it looks not only just fine, just nice. For me, it's like a real breakthrough which we've done for SQL Server team. And right now, SQL Server Management Pack not just look cool and smart the inside. We are ready to introduce a new face of the SQL Server MP, which definitely looks more like a face than before. By the way, let's look what we have here on this dashboard. It's a database summary dashboard which provides you a real single pane of glass to database information. So here we have pretty standard thing. It's a state view which allow us to choose database which we want to show on this dashboard. And when I choose some dashboard here, whole dashboard is updated, and I can see on all controls here specific information for my database which I just chosen. So at the right side, so it's some details about database. But, of course, the most important part is the new controls. For example, here you can see the stack chart, which provides us detailed information about space consumed by our database. Here we can see not only space allocation for the database itself inside of the database file. Of course, you know that we monitor also disk space if auto-growth setting is enabled for database. It's existing functionality, and, of course, we showed on this dashboard. And right now, because we have for my database autogrowth settings enabled, so I can see that we have really good condition here. So I'm just curious, do you know what that red line means? Just imagine. What is it? Absolutely. So it's very intuitive, yeah? Red line means threshold, and we've implemented it here. Of course, when you change your threshold in space monitors, it will be changed here, definitely. So, by the way, here we can see information about space. And not only here, because we also have some smart charts, we called it, which provides us information in real time, of course, as dashboard at all, information about database total free space and log free space for this database. And I want to be bad today and simulate some failure related with the space. Let's think how we can do it. Of course, we can put a lot of data inside of my database, but sometimes it could be happening with a different reason. For example, I have some very bad, really nasty operations who decided to put some file to my drive where I allocate my database. And so I just copy some, not too big, but big enough file to disk where I have my database. And right now I can see, either in computer, at my computer, that there are no any free space at disk E, where one of files of my database is allocated. Which supposed to be that, okay, so it could be not a big issue because actually I have two files in my database and second file allocated on the disk F where I have some free space. But I don't enable the autogrow setting for that file, which means that right now my database where files already fulfilled with data, right now this database is not healthy. Let's go to our dashboard and look how what we can see right now there. Oh, so at least we can see that our smart chart turns to red light. What it means? As a threshold, it's very clear that we've introduced not just the charts here. They are smart because they show us the related monitor state. So it's very intuitive. When you just look to this dashboard, right now you can see what's going on. You can see that this monitor is not in healthy state. And so I believe that in a few seconds we also can see that on a big dashboard, on a big stack chart, we also have updated information about consumed space. At the same time, right now, I want to pay attention to another part of this dashboard. Of course, we also show here the alerts which we've got. Okay, so right now, all information, including charts, also updated. You can see that. Okay, this part should be enough. Okay, our line crossed the threshold. And so on our smart chart, we can see that total free space is degraded, and right now we have only 3% available, which is critical for any database, of course. And if we go to alert, we also can see that the database is out of space. Look to our scenario. I want to show you that this dashboard is not just nice or good looking. It really helps operations to resolve issues because we have all things which we need on the same screen. Right now we go to alert, which we have, and go to product knowledge. And so here, of course, so operations usually need to go right now, go to resolution and detect, okay, what can I do here? And the first way to resolve this issue is pretty straightforward. Increase allocated size for a file and turn autogrow on. And I know that in this case, I can fix this issue this way very easily. So I'm closing this knowledge base and go to my SQL Server and turn on my SQL Server Management Studio, where it is. I have no SQL Server here. I believe I should have something here. And otherwise, it will be very, very strange. Okay. Using little scroll.
Just type in. Type in SQL.
You think that it helps?
Usually it helps.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Let's double check. Okay, still, we suffer from this issue. Let's go down. Oh, fortunately, I just need to scroll. Yeah. Okay. So right now, let's go to our space monitoring database. And look to these properties. Right now, in files, we definitely can see that we have autogrow enabled for only one file. For second file, you can see that autogrow settings is set to false, to none. And I just enabled easily. So right now, when I press OK, right now, we can be sure that both files and the database itself is able to consume whole space on both disk drives. Either if disk E has no any free space, we have a lot of free space on the second drive. And right now, we can go to the operations manager and check that it's fast enough. to show us that we've resolved this issue. Let's go there. Okay. It will be fast enough. Absolutely. I hope that it will be soon. Right now, we just can see that it's captured some during some time when we had that issue. It showed us information about the free space, and it shown us information on the smart chat. It should update pretty fast. Right now, I just want to show you another capability of this dashboard. Another good thing which we can have here. It's not so straightforward as other things which I just shown to you. We can just right-click on this smart chat. And, for example, go to diagram view right from here. We don't need to find the same database in state view or either. We just can click anywhere on this dashboard and review the structure of the database. So here I can confirm that we have two files on disk F and on disk E, and they still suffer from some issue. Let's double check that. Okay, so right now you can see, you know, that usually SCOM react in minutes. So right time we have a very fast demo. And by the way, SCOM is able to react on it. So right now we already can see that smart chat is already changed state because our monitor did it faster than performance collection rules. And we already can see that everything is okay with our database because smart chat is turned to green state. And other controls also will be updated, for example, in a minute. And operations can see that issue is resolved. Because in real life, usually it takes some time. And right now we can see that, okay, on our big, nice stack chat, we also crossed the threshold line in a different direction. And right now everything is okay. But this case is not only one case which I want to show you today about usage of this new dashboard. Because some new additional smart charts is available here. It's another case also related with disk drives. Sometimes we suffer from overloading of disk drives when SQL Server itself or any third-party application. Do you have any question? Please.
Just one thing. Could you have a button in the graphical view to enable autogrow on the disk? When you have the error?
Could you please repeat your question?
Could you, in SCOM, when you had the graphical view with the two disks, have a task to enable autogrow instead of going to SQL Server Management Studio to do it?
It's a really interesting idea. Thank you for the feedback. That's why, because that's really good to have your feedback right now. That's why I wanted to show it to you today. Because major functionality of the SQL Management Pack based on your feedback. So it will be very appreciated if you provide me today tons of feedback. Because this Management Pack is still in production and we can use your feedback to figure out, okay, so what features is most desired for you. For example, like this task. It's very interesting. So let's go back to the next next part of our demo related with disk. I want to show you how we can figure out with issue when our disk overloaded. And to do it, I have another SQL Server where another database is located. And of course, we also can see there could be two scenarios: one, the SQL Server itself create a huge load to the database. And in this case, so it exists. It's possible. We also have sometimes another case when we have some application server on any other applications which deployed on the same server. Of course, it's not recommended. Everybody knows. Not everybody, but major people do it anyway. And today, I want to show you how we figure out either this case, when not SQL Server, but any other application cause a serious disk degradation. And we monitor it in SQL Server Management Pack because it affects SQL Server. It affects any database which is located on the same drive. So for this simulation scenario, I'm using the pretty popular utility called SQLIO. This utility is created to simulate load on a disk drive with SQL Server. And again, I want to be very nasty right now. I create a lot of load for these drives. Let's go to performance monitor, and so we can see that we've created very huge impact. We create huge load to drive G, where files of our database are located. Let's go to back to SCOM and look what we have here to detect this situation. First of all, let's focus on another database. I called it latency database because it's mostly related with it. Oh, SCOM is so fast. Look, I just ran that utility, and we already have issue which shown here. Again, it's not expressed as a change on the chart, but we already have a state changed. We already can see a red light here, and we all, and of course right now, okay, read latency also changed, and so we already know that it's not okay with our latency database right now. There's not so good case for us, and while we're waiting when other charts will be updated, let's pay attention. Okay, we can see that everything is not okay, and we need to figure out okay what's going on. So these monitors usually tell us that there could be several reasons, like two reasons which I just shown to you. It could be a serious performance impact by SQL Server itself, and the second reason, it could be impact from the third-party utility, which we know right now happens. And some other smart charts here help us to detect this case, because here we have charts which show us information about their performance counters, which I mentioned at the start of my speech. Active sessions, requests, connections, and transactions. And here it's pretty clear. We have absolutely zero there. This database is not used right now. But when somebody wants to use it, he can do it because disk overloaded. So in this case, when we can see the value of these four performance counters as a zero, it's pretty straightforward that this performance issue on this disk drive caused by some other application. Just to example, I want to show you how usually for normal database, like for example, operations manager database, these charts looks like. Yeah, we can see that this database really used. Yes, there are no zero values. And if for this database we will face with some performance issue on disk drives, okay, we can bind these things together and detect what's going on. But when we go, but when we talk about our latency database, these performance counters and these smart charts helps us to detect that it's not a SQL Server reason, SQL Server issue. It's a SQL Server issue, but he's not caused it. Right now we can see that charts already updated. We can see some spike there. Look, yeah. Not only monitor values, we also can see that trend, the triangle sign, when one said trend, that it raised up, we can see real value, we can see chart. And right now, it's a good time to understand, okay, so what we can figure out. There are several ways. The easiest way here, just to kill process which affect my favorite, my lovely SQL Server. Should I kill it for you? No? Let's allow that third-party application to affect our business. Let's kill it and free our SQL Server. Okay. Usually when I run this utility on this machine, it just affect all processes on this machine. Fortunately, right now, it allowed me just to relog on and work. Okay. Right now, we can see in performance monitor that we have zero values there. That's great, and I hope that SCOM will tell me very soon that everything is okay here. Yeah. Let's go back to our operations manager and wait for a couple of minutes when it updates. Right now, let me also tell you slightly more about this dashboard, because let's pay attention that just, of course, it's intuitive, but especially for you or for a person who just missed a chance to attend this session. It's so sad. But fortunately, he has a legion which allows him to understand what everything means. We can see that smart charts where we have no monitor attached, it just has a blue color, which is like a modern UI style. But for monitors, for smart charts where we have monitors attached, we can count on error warning or healthy colors, which are very, which we're familiar with, because it's traditional color on road lights, in SCOM, etc. So right now, we can see that everything is updated.
Can you take a question?
Everything is good, and we're ready for the next question.
Okay. Just a couple of things. Can you drill down further to see exactly what was actually spiking? It's like, for instance, this dashboard you're showing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you click to drill down to go like this? Does it tell me, you know, which mount point, which file group, which data file?
It's a really good question. Because what we want to do for you, we want to implement the end-to-end monitoring scenarios where you don't just have, for example, nice dashboards. Okay, you have it, and you can use it in some cases. But we want to implement the end-to-end scenarios. That's why we right now we're showing at this session only this. It's a database summary dashboard. We have in our roadmap for the SQL Server MP other dashboards like a DB Engine summary dashboard, which allows to drill down into the next level. And then here, we also might be to need to drill down then, for example, to files. And on file level, then detect, okay, what disk drive is affected. Actually, either in this case, for monitor which is related with the disk latency, we also provide in other context information about disk. So we're able just to right-click on this. I don't want to repeat the simulation, actually, because we need to go back again after that. You can just, as I shown for a space monitoring scenario, we can right-click and open, for example, Health Explorer or open that alert and see there in alert context what database and what disk is affected. It allows us to figure out it right in this dashboard, but, of course, we also want to implement the next level of dashboards. Okay. You're right.
One more question, sorry.
Yeah.
And also, can you pick any other, are these static metrics, or can you add or take or swap any ones out? It's like, for instance, let's say you want virtual file stats as well. Can you add a different counter rather than are these static counters?
Right now, on these dashboards, we've implemented a static set of monitored metrics and monitored metrics, just assuming some scenario. Okay. But, of course, it's a good idea to create something customizable. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Okay. Thank you.
And actually, there's a session about dashboards today at 4 p.m. So this is going to be about dashboards, and basically, operation manager provides a customizable. You can extend dashboards, so you're more than welcome to attend that session. Thanks.
Okay. Actually, right now we have a happy ending because of both issues is resolved. And I shown to you how this new usage experience, how this new dashboard allow operations, allow you, allow all of us to resolve issues. It's not just a nice thing. It really helps us. It's the biggest thing which we can provide to operations to make complex thing simpler, to visualize it, to allow you understand what's going on with your environment from the first look. So that's what we've done for you and what we are going to continue doing the next time. Because I believe that all IT operations, DBAs, IT administrators who work with SQL Server deserve the best monitoring solution. And I want to be sure that we can provide this best monitoring solution in the SQL Management Pack for you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Roman. So this was great because with this dashboard, you can identify your issue, see what exactly happens with your system, and then take in corrective actions. But what if I will tell you that with proactive monitoring, with System Center Advisor, you will be able to prevent those issues from happening. And this even will not require any extra operation management server, or it will not create even an overhead for your operational database, because everything will be delivered from the cloud for you. And in a couple words, I will recap how System Center Advisor works. So when you have a lot of SQL servers in your environment, so on periodic basis, System Center Advisor will scan and basically monitor your server configuration, and that server configuration will be sent up to the cloud, where System Center Advisor, which is cloud service, will process the configuration on a regular basis and will apply some of the knowledge that CSS team, Microsoft Customer Service Support team, learned from a lot of cases worldwide, and they created rules that finding the best practices and best recommendation for your particular server configuration. And server configuration, after processing, those best practices identified and sent back to the customer in form of System Center alerts. And we have seen that more than 50% of the SQL Server issues is happening because of misconfiguration and wrong configuration or some other things that we can identify early in the phase and let you know so you can take corrective action. Now, the benefit of proactive monitoring with System Center Advisor, it's really by doing that constant and proactive monitoring, it prevents SQL Server and databases from any configuration problems. And it reduces the downtime and improves performance for your SQL servers, as well as when already issue happened, then it also helps you with quick resolution, because later on you will see that not only it will give you like recommendation, actionable recommendation, but also it will tell you the full knowledge base article about what you need to do, what kind of action you have to do, and basically it's available for instantly for access for you. Now, let's see how System Center Advisor helps you. With proactive configuration assessment, it finds any unpatched SQL servers that you have in your environment. So if you manage SQL Server, you know how difficult it is to take your server with specific configuration and identify which set of patches are relevant for your server config. And Advisor does it for you. And also, it will find all any misconfiguration in the after processing the configs that uploaded to System Center Advisor. And when you have configuration combination of properties that unsupported, it also will detect and would let you know. Now, with System Center Advisor, you have an access to your configuration in one single place. So because when it's sending configuration up to the cloud, all those information is accessible for you. So let's say you have a big IT infrastructure with multiple servers, so it gives you ability to access and see all your server configuration in one place. And not only that, it also gives you an easy way to detect changes in your between snapshot of your configuration, which helps you easily locate the problem when problem happens by answering the question, what changed? And it's, later on you'll see how System Advisor highlights the change.
Tigran, I think that actually with this functionality, we would be able, for example, to prevent us from that space issue with Autogrow, because we could detect that, okay, we have Autogrow disabled for second file. Occasionally somebody, some beta variations did it. And in these cases, CAdvisor will help us to detect this issue before it happens.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And another good thing that in, if you have an image of your machine, for example, so through System Center Advisor and with configuration change detection, you will be easily finding those issues, whether telling you your fresh image with SQL database, whether it's problematic and has some config issues, or there's some problems in your process that right after rolling out the VHD, you have some process that changing configuration and making it something that potentially can affect your availability or performance. Great. And the last thing in this slide, what I should have, we also noted that many SQL Server issues happens when basic server configuration also changed. And here, I would like to highlight that System Center Advisor is monitoring not only SQL Server and databases, but also the basic settings of the server itself, as well as multiple other workloads like Link, Server, SharePoint, and other. But back to this example, we have noticed that many times that IP change or server name change causing your communication issues with SQL Server. And those kind of issues also will be detected by System Center Advisor. Now, earlier today, you, whoever participated in overview session for System Center, it has been announced that now we have System Center Advisor integrated with Operation Manager. And System Center Advisor Connector, which is available for download at 10 a.m., since 10 a.m. earlier today. So with this connector, Operation Manager Preview enables Advisor to be an attached service to your Operation Manager deployment. So now on, you don't have to do any special thing that extra things that you used to be doing before. By the way, I just wonder how many of you had a chance to work with System Center Advisor up until now? Okay, good. Not too many hands, but thank you. So I strongly encourage today, try it out, like download that recent System Center Advisor connector and try it out, and you'll see how much help you can get, especially with managing SQL servers. And let's see a demo of System Center Advisor. Roman, can I get your help to switch that? Okay. So what I have here, this is our favorite dashboard that Roman was displaying. And in this environment, I did download it earlier today, that connector. And what I would like to show here in monitoring space on the left-hand side, I'll scroll down here. So let me use that mouse. And I will see here System Center Advisor node. This is new node, and it will appear as soon as you will download that connector. And within that node, I have that alert section that gives me all alerts, System Center Advisor alerts, that delivered into my System Center Operation Manager console from the cloud. And those alerts are, I'll show a couple of them and I'll show you how exactly it helps me with my managing SQL Server. So in my environment here, in the same environment we're sharing with Roman, I have two management server, SQL servers, right? And I'm monitoring for several days already, about 5 days. Now let me take an example of one of the alerts here, which says that SQL Server database present without a clean consistency check. So this is kind of alert that I would like to understand what exactly this tells me. And in here, in alert description, I can read more, and that alert description will give me a full picture what happens. It says that SQL Server database does not have a record of error-free DB consistency check, or it could be because DB consistency check has not been run since the database was created. And there's more text there, but I will summarize it for you. All it says, like, there's a consistency check missing, so we recommend you to run it because potentially, if you will not do that, it may cause you a problem and it will hit you hard. So what I discovered that there's something that I need to act on. And my action will be, I will first of all see what database is happening on. So the database name is Space Monitoring DB in this case. Now, and without leaving my Operation Manager console, I would like to address this issue. And the way I will do it, I will go to our favorite new dashboard, SQL Server 2012 dashboard. And here, I will search for that database. What the name was?
Space
Monitoring DB. And here, you can see that this particular database reporting green, just because today we don't have any issue. But the System Center advisor told me that if I will not take care of it, the issue may happen. I will select it here. When I select, you can take a look on the right-hand side in SQL database task list. We have checked database consistency tasks. So what I can do, I just can click and run my DB consistency check right from here without leaving Operation Manager console. So this is one example that how it can detect potential problem and warn you ahead of time so you can take an action. Now, I'll show you another example here that let's take a look on that. SQL Server database present without a backup. You may see I have a lot of those. So this is another thing that just it will let you know that you don't have a backup. But the nice thing about it, like in your environment, you may identify that some of the rules are not applicable for your case. And in this particular case, let's say if I decided that I don't mind that this from this server, I don't want to do a database backup. So what I can do, I can easily manage alerts from here by on the right side, I have advisor task when I can either click, say, ignore alert or manage alert rule. So when I will do that, it will tell, it will ask from me what exactly I want to do. So I can either dismiss this particular alert or all alerts from that selected server or all alerts from that rule. Now, since we mentioned the System Center Advisor is an cloud service. Now, but if you have seen that the cloud service delivers all information here directly to your Operation Manager console. But I don't have to have Operation Manager installed to access all information that I get from a System Center Advisor. And in fact, if I will go online, I can access same information about my SQL servers from the cloud. And here, I will show you that I have same set of alerts. Okay. And the nice thing about each and every alert, it gives you immediate, instant access to the knowledge base. And let me show you how it does. So for example, I have this particular example here, that SQL Server failure, instant file initialization is not enabled. I will click on that, and here in the alert details, I can scroll and read information about that alert. But also I have that magic link here that says, click here to view solution and knowledge base. Then when I will click on this, it directly takes me to that knowledge base article where I do have full details about symptoms, what exactly causes, and resolution steps. So basically, each and every rule that we have in System Center Advisor are backed up by CSS rules that are created by CSS team, and we keep adding those rules for different solutions, including SQL Server. Yes, please. You have a question? Good question. Okay, there's a question, why should I send that all my configuration data up to the cloud and I cannot do that same thing with management pack locally? The answer to that, the example with database thing is basically was just a quick example that we presented, but in the cloud, there are many rules are keep adding every time, and our CSS team is working hard on adding new rules to the advisor set of rules, and those rules are growing where the information on your management pack is usually static. You need to get to an update manually or wait until we'll release a new management pack version, which is we're trying our best to do it frequently, but that's one of the benefits that you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to release this new version of SQL Server Management Pack more frequently, but we can't compete with the servers itself because the advisor team is able to release the new rule every...
Yeah, we frequently, like about every few months.
Yeah, we just can't get it. And by the way, some of rules which was just shown already implemented in the SQL Server Management Pack. For example, the backup status is monitored there. So you can have some things also in the SQL Server Management Pack, of course.
But let me give you a great example where the management pack usually cannot do. So, for example...
It's impossible.
I'll show you. So, for example, if I will go to the manage... I have an ability to go and view all my alert rules, right? And this alert rules will give me all available rules for my... System Center Advisor. When from here, I can quickly find SQL-related rules. SQL. Okay, I have about more than 100. So within those titles, right, there's one of the rules saying that SQL Server is missing knowledge base article and has exactly specific knowledge base article and tells you that if you will not install this, it potentially will affect your either availability or performance. Those kind of information that only on the service level we can keep up to date and let you know on the base frequent basis. Okay, does it answer your question?
So you're telling me that those rules won't ever get into our
main. Okay. The question is whether those rules eventually will get to the management pack, Roman.
So backup is already there. And regarding the DBCC check, I think that it's another good feedback.
No, I'm talking the question, if I understand it correctly, that knowledge base article detection, missing knowledge based article detection, whether eventually it will be included in the management pack, Roman.
I think that we need to figure out it. Actually, I would like to talk about it with you after the session.
Okay, there's another question there.
Yeah, I was wondering, how about for SQL cluster setups, database mirror setups, is there any advantage going to like System Center Advisor in this case, or is this really geared more towards SQL Server scenario?
Oh, so the question was like about System Center Advisor, whether it helps with SQL Server with clustering. Okay. I'll invite Joseph from our team. And Joseph Chan is basically System Center Advisor professional here. And he knows most of the answers. So the answer question is whether System Center Advisor helps us with SQL Server clustering solution.
Yeah, Advisor is basically cluster aware, it depends. So the Advisor knowledge is written and created by the Microsoft Customer Support and Services Organization, and it actually depends on case flow that basically comes in from kind of like worldwide customer base on. Depending on the issues that they face before we create this best practice knowledge. So we don't actually explicitly go out and like randomly find some knowledge for every single component for SQL. We only look for things that we know definitely are creating problems for people, that misconfiguration is observed, and typically then we go out and implement rules on those type of issues. Okay, but all in all, we are cluster aware.
Thank you, Joseph.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me? Sorry, technical issue here. So
here is a set of rules where I can access my rules of System Center, Advisor, and for the flexibility that System Center Advisor gives me is also I can select rules that I don't want to apply to my configuration, and by doing that, in my ignored alert rules, I will see all rules that I don't want to apply to my configuration, where in some cases I would like to minimize things that create noise for me. So with this, I would like to ask Roman to share some of the best practices about SQL Server monitoring and management.
Okay, Roman? I would like to do it, but before, I just want to pay attention because I'm looking to a column faces, and it looks like that we're not shown good enough what we've just done. So let's go to Operations Manager. It's here. And let's go to our dashboard. And try to remember what Tigran just done at the beginning of his demo. He got an alert about wrong configuration from Advisor. And he will be able to resolve it directly in our dashboard, because in the dashboard, we have all database tasks which allow us to fix the, for example, DBCC check, and sometimes in future I believe that the auto-grow task also appears there. So that's a great scenario. Actually, in the SQL Server Management Pack, we have a dozen views, dozen different views which you need to discover to monitor different monitoring scenarios. Right now, we're moving to a new form, when you can see, when you can look into one place. And exactly there, in the same place, in the same dashboard, you're not just able to detect your issue, but you're also able to resolve it directly in the SCOM. We're making SCOM, we're making SQL Server Management Pack like a unified solution for detection and for resolution of your issues. This feature makes dashboard approach really great. I strongly believe that we have to follow this way. And that's why I love this dashboard. And that's why I hope that you will also love this dashboard. I hope that somebody here already loves it. Just raise your hand. Who loves this dashboard right now? Not too much. Come on. Great. So that's exactly what the feedback what I wanted to have.
Great. Thank you, Roman. So one thing I just want to add. You told about that auto-grow flag, right?
Yep.
So something that Advisor, by the way, can detect that ahead
yep.
of time and let you know that the flag has been changed. So let me quickly show that for you. And
escape.
If I will go back to my Advisor alerts, from here, so what I have ability here to click on my particular SQL server, and from here, see view configuration. And if I will go to the view configuration, it will give me all configurations and settings that for that particular server. So let's see, like, it says list property value. Now, the nice thing about Advisor, it also gives me ability to show you configuration changes in such a way that this is what exactly happened in the last several days. And I asked also, by the way, to create a fake change, and which is max server memory. So let me see. So this is change that was done just for demo purposes, that we reduced the size of the max memory change, and then we increased it back, just to show you that those kind of issues also will be detected by System Center Advisor, and flag change also will be detected, and will let we advisor will let you know ahead of time before you hit any issue. Thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting because actually this this property is related with one of new monitors, new memory monitors, which we've implemented in the SQL Server Management Pack. It's a stolen memory monitor. You know that it's a well-known fact about SQL Server. It consumes memory, and he never returns it to you. You can forget about any operating memory which consumed by SQL Server. But sometimes he just not using it. Either if it's consumed, it's get it forever. That's why usually IT administrators or DBA set exact these settings. I mean the max server memory, just to try to keep SQL Server in some limits. So and in this case help us to prevent the stolen memory case. So it also shows how the SQL Server Management Pack and advisor rules allows you to be very proactive if you want, or less proactive and monitor it with a SQL Server Management Pack. But so anyway, you in some case you maybe just can't use advisor. I don't know why.
You shouldn't have that case, by the way. As long as you have internet connection and it System Center Advisor service is completely free, just to highlight. So basically, there's no reason why you shouldn't use System Center Advisor.
What version of SQL Server will support? 2008, R2, 2012.
Thank you, Joseph.
Okay, so right now, let's go to SQL Server MP part, and let's talk about some best practices. You can ask me. Okay, you just shown us a really great management pack with a cool dashboards. Why should I follow any best practices which you want to share with me? Why should I read operations guide? Why should I learn how? Why should I study how to monitor my SQL Server with a SQL Server management pack? So, and here I have another story to explain you why. So here's me with no shirt. So I hope that there will be no scandal at the MMS because you can see me without shirt. It's pretty first time when you can see it at the MMS. By the way, so it's an X-ray of my chest, which I've done about a month ago when I accidentally fall and decided, okay, it looks like that looking to my symptoms and Bing search, I decided to play Dr. House. I have a broken rib. But fortunately, I have a wife, and which is a very popular case. Wife is smarter than her husband. And she said, go to hospital. Don't play Dr. House yourself. Just get diagnosis from professionals. And I went to hospital, and they immediately made X-ray, looked to this, and said, it's not a broken rib. You just have some muscular pain that you will rehab in maybe 1-2 weeks. I was really disappointed because it's not so cool as a broken rib, actually. By the way, I learned a very important lesson. If I visit hospital, but nobody there have no idea how to use all equipment which they have there, it will be really useless for me. Nobody can say, guy, you have no broken rib, everything is okay with you. Because that people, doctors, they know how to use all this monitoring, all this diagnostic equipment. And sometimes our IT systems, our services which we monitor, almost complex as a human body. Fortunately, less complex. That's why you don't need to go to college, spend about half of your life studying. Fortunately, right now, we just need to follow some best practices which help you to monitor SQL Server better with the SQL Server Management Pack. So, and as usual, I have three important things which I want to share with you. First best practice which I want to provide to you, it's a grouping. Group everything, group instances, create groups for databases. Because I've seen a lot of times when you when we have a lot of overrides for every instance, for every database, and after that, you will go to hell with no option because you just can't figure out what's going on in your environment. That's why you need to create reasonable grouping in instances and databases and apply configuration changes on groups preferable. Of course, I said reasonable, because if you create, for example, development, staging, and production groups and allocate your database and instances across these groups, it's reasonable, because health state for SQL Server in development is different compared with a production environment. I hope that it's pretty clear. For example, a lot of creepy stuff could happen in development, and operations don't need to care about it, because developers just play there. Everything's okay. It's a developer's game. But on production, it's absolutely unacceptable. But if you want to create, for example, groups like Africa, Europe, Asia, and the United States, so it's clear that it's not useful, because I hope that your servers should have the same behavior in Africa and the United States with no any differences. I just can't imagine. Maybe in your case, somehow it can happen. But in going about the general advice, it must be reasonable grouping. And I want to pay another attention to database grouping, because either if we have a lot of databases in one DB engine, sometimes you also need to group it, because you know that, for example, at least system databases like MasterDB, TempDB, system, they need to be monitored somehow else because they used different way. You also may have, for example, some reporting database, which need to be monitored a different way comparing with, let's call it, for example, online transaction processing database. It's truly different scenarios with a different monitoring approach. Next best practice. Rather addressing to advisor, because we should try to use the predictive monitoring as much as possible, to be proactive as much as possible. Because actually in SQL Server Management Pack, we have some rules regarding space monitoring. When you can see alerts from this rule, it usually means that you already did. I mean, your SQL Server is already dead. Because, for example, it's not a lack of free space. There are no free space. And the next transaction will fail with no options. So, of course, this monitor also can say you that, okay, please prepare for funeral. But I definitely want to ask you, try to use predictive monitoring. Let's call it defensive monitoring, like we say about the defensive driving. When you drive such way to prevent any accident. Here, I'm talking about monitoring, the same. Let's try to monitor our SQL Server to prevent it from any failures. And, of course, adjust thresholds, which we have for performance monitors, for your environment. Don't count on the default values. It's better to be paranoid for the first time, to set low threshold, for example, and then raise it up step by step. And when finally you said, okay, so right now I have no alert noise. And the third best practice, which I want to share with you, it's using of low privilege. In the SQL Server Management Pack, we provided a lot of runners profiles, which allow you to configure monitoring of the SQL Server Management Pack, either if it's clustered environment, either if it's always on deployment. You're able to configure it to access all monitoring tools, all monitoring APIs, DMVs, etc., with the lowest privilege which you can provide. Because otherwise, you have to be very brave person to be sure that nobody who have access to SCOM want to try to do something with your SQL Server, something bad. Because we already learned from today's session that sometimes operations could be really bad, and it's better to prevent them from doing some bad stuff with our SQL Server, especially Sometimes we store, we persist in that SQL server very critical information. And one more thing. It's like a biggest and most important best practice which I want to share with you. It's caused a lot of issues with the SQL Server monitoring. And it's very simple for you. It's very easy for you to follow it. Please, read the operations guide which we've created for you. We've spent a lot of time to put all things which you need to know about the SQL Server Management Pack monitoring in our operations guide. There we described the low privilege configuration. There we described some key monitoring scenarios. And so please read it. Of course, sometime in the future, we'll provide you one giant dashboard and you will not need any operations guide. But so right now, I definitely recommend you please read the manual which we developed for you. I want to finish with some news about the SQL Asia Database Management Pack, which will be released soon. So it's like main news about the SQL Asia Management Pack that right now we know approximate date. It will be released in the May 2013, so, which means less than in 2 months. And there we will introduce tons of new features, because if you got a chance to take a first CTP version of the SQL Asia Management Pack, you could see that it's just like basic monitoring. But right now, in the new version, we will have much more features, which brings the SQL Asia Management Pack functionality closer to the SQL MP functionality and provide the equally great monitoring solution for SQL Asia and for SQL Server on-prem.
Okay. Thank you, Roman. With all this, we would like to let you ask any questions you have. And if we're almost running out of time, so if you don't have more questions that we cannot address, you can always find any of us and ask the questions offline as
but
well.
But before you leave this session, I want to say thank you, all persons who already asked me questions. And I want to be good for this person, because I have special present to two guys. That gentleman who asked about tasks, and that gentleman who asked about the drill down scenario for a dashboard, because you asked me about my favorite dashboard. So that's why I love you, and I want to give you some present.
And while he's taking present, I will get your question. Go ahead.
I just wanted to check. So the SQL Server 2012 Management Pack, that's okay to import on top of, like, if we have the 2005 and 2008 one?
So the question is whether 2012 yeah. Management Pack, can we import on top of SQL Management 2005 and 2008 Management Pack?
SQL Server 2012 Management Pack includes monitoring for SQL 2005, and 2008 and 2008 R2 as well. It's one management pack, so you can upgrade it. Yep. Thank you so much for attending the session.
Thank you very much.